Day laborers are at the bottom rung of the underground economy. They take the jobs Americans don't want, and researchers say these mostly illegal immigrants are routinely cheated out of wages. Studies of day laborers in Los Angeles and New York show that half, at some point, have not been paid for work they did. Austin is one of the few cities that treats this as a crime. NPR's John Burnett reports police, prosecutors, and community activists have teamed up to protect low-wage workers from predatory employers.
Every Sunday night, immigrant workers are invited to a public meeting in East Austin and encouraged to report shyster employers. Four Mexican laborers wait their turn to speak. Each worked for the same remodeling contractor after responding to an ad in the paper, and each worker says he had the same experience.
Empecé a trabajar con este señor.
I went to work for this man, says Francisco Hernandez from Guanajuato. He promised me a certain amount, payable at the end of the week, and he never paid it. He gave me half or a portion of it, then he put a stop payment on the last check. There is weariness mixed with anger in their accounts. Carlos Garcia is a construction laborer from Ciudad Juarez.
We called and called his house and his cellular, and his wife always told us we had to talk to him. He never called us back. This went on for a month. I'm tired of calling and calling. I don't know what else to do. That's why we're here. Hopefully you can help us.
Most cities with large day labor pools do not have an effective mechanism to go after scofflaw employers. Workers in Austin are fortunate. Since it opened last year, the Central Texas Immigrant Worker Rights Center, in concert with the Austin Police Department, has helped laborers recover $54,000 in unpaid wages. The taco truck driver who wouldn't pay her cook, the elderly couple that didn't pay their caretaker, the Chinese restaurant owner that didn't pay her dishwasher, the landscaping company that didn't pay its leaf blowers, and the fast food outlet that didn't pay its burger flipper.
Certain employers believe they can get away with stiffing their workers.
Julian Ross is the center's one-person staff.
In a year, I've had over 200 workers come to our office to report unpaid wages, and we believe that this is a very small percentage of the actual total out there.
The first step is to call the employer and ask him to make good on the unpaid wages. If he doesn't want to negotiate, workers file a theft of services complaint with the Austin police, where it usually goes to Detective Deborah Acosta.
They all have their excuses. Well, he didn't do his job, and you know, he stole from me. And I said, well, you know, you could have reported that. And, you know, if you did, you could have deducted it from his pay. And most of the time, it's employers that have also come on hard times, and they just find it easier to, well, you know, I don't really have to pay him. He's, you know, he's not documented. He's not going to say anything. But then when they're confronted with the police, they will pay.
In most American cities, police departments don't bother with these kinds of small claims, where the amount is often less than $500. They regard non-payment of wages to be a civil, not a criminal matter. In Austin, however, former county attorney Ken Oden and the chief of the trial division, Mac Martinez, decided that unpaid wages was a crime worth prosecuting. Mac Martinez.
We both had very strong feelings that stealing a person's wages is about as egregious, just about as low as you can go. You might as well steal the food out of their children's mouths. You might as well take the shelter from over their heads. You're stealing a person's self-respect.
Last summer, Congressman Luis Gutierrez, Democrat of Illinois, introduced a bill that would protect day laborers from unfair labor practices. The bill was referred to committee. Immigrant advocates don't expect it to get anywhere in the Republican-dominated Congress. The Fair Labor Standards Act is supposed to protect all workers, regardless of immigration status, from abusive employers. But a study last year by the General Accounting Office noted that the Wage and Hour Division of the U.S. Department of Labor is ill-informed about the extent of day labor violations and that its investigative techniques are ineffective against unscrupulous employers. Maria Elena Incapié is a staff attorney with the National Immigration Law Center in California.
Unfortunately, our federal Department of Labor, as well as the state departments of labor across the country, are completely under-resourced and understaffed. Because there's such a lack of enforcement, employers know that for the most part they can get away with that.
Yet anyone who has worked with immigrant day laborers understands the challenges of trying to defend their rights. Julian Ross of Austin's Immigrant Rights Center says immigrants are often afraid to complain, many don't speak English, and they tend to be transient.
Today they're in Central Texas building a new home in West Austin. Tomorrow they might be in North Carolina, you know, helping with the tobacco harvest. So one of the obstacles is keeping in touch with workers.
On a recent morning in Austin, clusters of Latino men stand in front of a car wash off Riverside Drive, keeping one eye out for La Migra and the other for a pickup truck driver hiring roofers or cement men for the day. The experience is serious for us because there are those who pay and those who don't pay, says Edwin, 22, from Flores, Guatemala. He says in the 6 months he's been in the United States illegally, he's been stiffed 3 times for work performed. But you have to accept the abuse, he continues, because they can turn you into La Migra, so you look for a new patron and hope he's better. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.